You're wishing to know a little bit about our experiences as Planned for Dances, say, my brother and I. Well, at about 8, I had the cellar fiddle thrown at me. I had to make best I could on it, and I got to do a bit of it. And when we were down at Leelum, we would go there about 19 and 2. We sometimes played a bit for hops. There was one run at Halsike for a time, and I was asked to go up with my brother. We had about a 2 mile walk, and I played the cellar.
Cellar? The cellar, isn't it? Is that what you call it?
We call it cellar.
Ah.
You want a fancy name, cellar, my lady.
Yeah, cellar, I see.
No, he had first fiddle, and I had that. Sometimes other chaps took on, and it was there where one of these auxiliaries played that tune I played that missing putting my legs on, you know.
Mm.
Now, sometimes they commandeered me to make a setup of lancers. Mm. And these great big lasses wheeled me around while I was dizzy and fell. That happened same at Danby, and I was playing for a hop down there at the Duke, in a room with the Duke. And when I fell down, I thought the floor was coming right up and I was slipping back over. And we played odd bits of doze, a public function. It would be, we did a bit, I think, at Coronation, when Edward VII was crowned, make a little bit of something in the field where they were having the festivities. And private party set, 21 birthday parties in the hall, anything
yes.
like that.
Yes.
And at Fribe we used to sometimes play in the school. And it so happened the big room was rough, very knotty, in the classroom floor, being the better floor, we used it, and it was very little better than, bigger than this room. And they used to crowd as many sets in as they possibly could, you know. They were very keen. And once Jack had his chair knocked out from under him. And we had to have a very small corner. There was no great grand stage for us in those days. And then sometimes my brother used to, he's a far better player, like he was good on fiddle, really.
Yeah.
And he used to play for a standard party. I think it had run for quite a long time. It was rather bold standing. Up front, they used to call it the Oak Car Picnic. And a few young people got together and took a kettle and went up into the hillside, fry up head, and had a bit of a tea party, and my brother used to play for them, and they would dance a bit. And then he took another form, and it was held on a farm at the Dale Head, and I used to play there a bit for them for a dance. And when I was working down, this was about just pre-First World War, there'd been a wedding at Halsike, and this chamber where the hop used to be in the early 1900s, it was engaged for the wedding dance.
Mm.
And the father-in-law, when I last, no, it's the bride's father, sorry. He said, no, never bite, Frank. And then he says, no man fiddle like thou knows what.